Dean is currently suspended from a metallic ring 30 feet above the stage at Teatro Zanzana. Your moves are incredible this morning as you're around town.
Thank you very much. I shaved my legs for it, everything.
What are you doing there?
I got the Black & Decker hedge trimmer out to get a good, you know, it's New Year's. You want to look nice. You want to get ready. This is where we're going to be doing, this is one of the locations where we're doing our big New Year's countdown blast on Channel 9 on WGN-TV. Glenn Marshall actually will be stationed here at Teatro Zanzani. I will be at the Hyatt Regency with Lourdes Duarte. Patrick Elwood and Sarah Jindra are going to be over at the London House. We've got people all over the place. And then, of course, at midnight, the big fireworks display, which I'm hearing on the news, is the biggest fireworks display they've ever put on in the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's going to be cool.
And what a year to pick for that, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, it's you can go outside. If
that's
the weather is mild, you know, you can at least be outside to watch it. You know, me being as lazy as I am, it's on television. Stay at home in your lazy old chair and just, you know, watch it on television. WGN will be the only place broadcasting the simulcast music with the fireworks. So, you know, if you want to see the fireworks synced up with the music, WGN. But, you know, one of the treats Hotel Cambria, where Teatro Zanzani is going on, is our pal Frank Ferrante, who stars as Caesar in the show. He's the host of the show. You know, it's going to be a really fun New Year's Eve. Frank, would you say a fun New Year's Eve?
A fun New Year's Eve. Of course. Dean, I can't wait. Thank you.
Very obedient that way.
I know, you know me.
Very obedient.
You can train me.
So are you doing, is there anything special for New Year's Eve? Or you?
Well, yeah, the show starts an hour later, so we can get close to midnight. The same great four-course meal, but we're adding entertainment that will lead up to the big countdown at midnight.
Fun.
So, it's going to be great. We have Liv Warfield and Cuneo, who are two local favorites, who will be singing. So there'll be extra entertainment. It's going to be insane. I've done about 20 of these last 20 years, and they're always a blast.
Always fun. Yeah. So we're giving you, John, and everybody watching WGN-TV this morning a little preview of what's going to be happening at Teatro Zanzani.
Now, you did get the memo, Dean. There's to be no making out on live television this year because of the variant, right?
I cannot guarantee that there will not be making out going on.
Sounds good. Yeah, it'll be
Mark Giangreco and Janet Davies started a long tradition that at midnight it has to get sloppy with somebody.
That's actually the slogan for 2022. It has to get sloppy with somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll, maybe we start a new thing with mask making out this year for the COVID. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. And I hope the music all works on that evening. Otherwise, you're going to have to hum along to the fireworks, Dean, and make it up as you go.
Yeah. That will not be pretty if that happens. Believe me. Even my singing is horrible. My humming may be even worse.
All right, let's take a little entertainment news. I know you got that other your report coming up on the TV, so just kick me off when you need to, Dean. But K-pop, I know your favorite band. Unfortunately, a couple of those guys tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, well, you know that I am a member of the BTS Army.
Right.
Me and all the 10-year-olds, you know, we love our BTS, the Korean supergroup. Three of them, I think there's seven or eight
Really?
Total. A real member of the BTS Army would know this, but three of them, RM, Jin, and Suga, all tested positive over the weekend. They were returning to South Korea after they played some shows here in the U.S. RM is asymptomatic. Jin and Suga, I say as if I know who they are, have light symptoms and fever. They're all self-isolating right now. They seem to be okay. They were all fully vaccinated.
They were
fully vaccinated. So that just shows you how insidious this is right now, that even if you're vaccinated and boosted, that you can still get the virus. It does seem to be less severe now than it did first time around when the virus first came around. But They are among the affected at the moment.
Well, I'm glad they're going to be okay, but they're coming from South Korea, which has this under control. All it takes is one trip to the U.S., Dean, and there we go. And now they have
it. Didn't I hear you earlier talking about what they're going to be doing in South Korea?
Yes.
You know, we have our restaurant mandate that's going to start here next week, that they're going to have a thing where you have a QR code, I guess.
Yeah, and it beeps loudly.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you go into some place and you're not vaccinated properly according to your QR code, the alarms go off like the fries are done at McDonald's, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Dean actually has that to get into his house if you want to visit him at any point in time. So
I do. I have a tattoo. I have a QR tattoo. We don't really need to talk about where it is on my body. That is how I get in my house.
Yeah, his limo driver has that too. If you want to join Dean to be driven.
My limo
around.
Driver, yeah. Yes, exactly, right.
All right, Dean, you go do the TV. All right, and we'll chat with you on the other end of that. Okay.
I've got many more exciting stories about tattoos coming up in just a minute.
Can't wait to hear them.
Yeah, can't wait to hear that. It's all sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean will be doing a hit here on Channel 9 in just a moment. Bob Sirac. WGN. We are all just patiently watching Channel 9, waiting for Dean Richards to do his report so we can continue with our entertainment report. And there they go. He's on the air right now. We'll chat with him in just a moment or two when he gets off on 9. We'll get him here on the AM side of things. Well, we do have a moment, and we will get to the rest of the entertainment report in a moment. Schwani, we've been teasing this for a while. Are your gears all ready to go for a little presidential trivia?
I think they're about as
well lubricated
as they're going to be.
Yes.
Here. So,
Dave and I, if you don't know, every time we're on the air, we both have an affinity for history, American history, and presidents, to the extreme boredom of others. So we try and limit it to just 1 minute in each show we do.
That's why we had a listener of one with the podcast we tried to do.
Exactly. And it was me and you both.
It was, right.
Just listening to ourselves. But I will say that today in history is one president's birthday. Do you have any idea who that may be? Born on this day, I won't give you the year, that might help you out a little bit, but there was a president who celebrated his birthday, well, not anymore, on December 28th. So there's one clue. He's no longer living. Any guesses? Birthdays are hard. I mean, it's hard to memorize it.
Yeah.
I'll give you the year. How about I give you the year?
Washington's birthday. We know Lincoln's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
John Kennedy's birthday being born in the end of May. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to claim ignorance.
I'll give you one clue. Princeton is your clue.
Okay, Woodrow Wilson.
That is right. See, that's all he needed there. Yes, Woodrow Wilson, born on this date on December 28th, 1856. Hey, Schwani, thanks for helping me fill the time, my friend.
Certainly.
All right. Dean Richards now here with the Entertainment Report. See, Dean, when 9 comes to you late, we just fill the time with presidential trivia. So thank God you're back.
Oh, and you have Dave Schwann there to kill time. Kill being the operative word.
See how he treats me? Do you see how he treats me?
See, I enjoy it, Dean, so...
I know.
Oh, you enjoy it.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
People love that. People love it. You got the Schwani there this morning.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Schwani, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, we're going to be able to wish each other that personally here later in the week.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Schwani and I and Andy Mazur, we do the Sunday morning show every Sunday morning from 9 until whenever they kick us off. And then
it varies
for a little bit, but we always have a lot of fun, and any opportunity I can get to make fun of Schwani, I'd look forward
Absolutely.
To it.
You'll have plenty of chances later in the week here.
Yeah, and all of 2022, in fact. All right, let's talk about, there's no transition here. We got a new Catwoman trailer out, Dean. Woo!
Yeah, we do. It's Zoe Kravitz who is playing Catwoman in this new movie called The Batman that will be opening. It's not opening until March of next year, so it's going to be a while. But they put out a full trailer that shows more footage than we've seen up to this point, with Robert Pattinson as the Batman. We've got the Riddler and the Joker in this one, but the scenes with the Batman and the Catwoman in this trailer are pretty cool. If you're a fan, as I am, of the Batman franchise, you'll want to check it out. It's up on YouTube and just about every place. We've got it up on WGNTV.com if you want to take a look.
Yeah, a lot of people were sharing shirtless photos of Pattinson, so I'll have to give it a look.
Yeah, for a little skinny guy, he bulked himself up. I had some serious reservations about him as Batman, but after seeing this trailer, I'm a little bit more convinced now.
Yeah, after he showed us his abs, he makes the cut. All right, there we go. Hey, I do want to just mention this, the fact that the Goodman Theater has canceled the rest of A Christmas Carol. Not only is that just sad news in general, but boy, for an industry like live entertainment, which had battled through probably the worst of it all in terms of industries, this is the last thing that we want to be hearing. I know it's for safety protocol's sake, but there's a lot of actors and folks at the ticket booths and everyone that works at a theater, they're going to need our support big time once this Omicron is done.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, the Goodman had shut down right before Christmas time because somebody had tested positive behind the scenes, and then they reopened again Christmas Eve, and then yesterday they announced that they have to shut down again because of another COVID exposure in the production company. So they've just decided to shut it down for the rest of the season. It's sad because, this was such a great Chicago tradition of coming downtown and seeing A Christmas Carol at the Goodman and going to the windows at what I still call Marshall Fields and making it kind of a downtown Chicago Christmas time, but not going to happen this year, not because of COVID. They are offering streams of last year's production if somebody wants to see it. And if you go to goodmantheater.org, you can get information about that. But you're so right about live entertainment. Lots of production shut down. Teatro Zanzani, which was the first show to open up after the first wave of the quarantine, they were the first ones to open back up. They shut down for a short time last week, but they're back up and running again and taking all the protocols and so they can go strong through just past January.
Yeah. Hey, this was really sweet. I always love when celebrities pay tribute to their parents with buying them big gifts. And, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who never misses a note, surprised his mom with something really cool.
Yeah, this is very cool, which I have mixed feelings on, which I'll explain in just a minute. Dwayne The Rock Johnson bought his mom for Christmas a brand new Cadillac CT5. Of course, he's got the cameras running. He catches mom, who is ugly crying before she was overcome with joy. It's a fantastic gift. What a great gift for your mom, a brand new Cadillac. Here's where I have the mixed feelings.
Okay.
About it. How does this sit for everybody else now when you give your mom a Christmas gift? You come to your mom with a bottle of Windsong perfume. How is that supposed to mean anything after Dwayne The Rock Johnson just gave his mom a Cadillac?
Right, right. It's not fair. It really isn't.
Yeah.
I got my mom a Solo stove, and I was very excited. Turns out not that much. Although, and I probably shouldn't even do this, but I'm trying to do the how much he is worth, how much a Cadillac is. It's probably like getting your mom a 50-cent gift or a dollar gift. So really, he should have gotten her more. Let's be honest.
Right. I mean, he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's,
yeah.
One of the biggest movie stars in the world. And you only gave her one Cadillac?
Come on, let's go. And
really?
And you put it on social media like you did something?
Right. You're probably amortizing this somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's the sweetest guy in the world.
I know.
Last November, he gave away his own personal truck, his pickup truck, which was, all decked out. He gave it away to a veteran.
That's awesome.
Just because he wanted to do that. He's a super, super nice guy. But he set the bar way too high for all of the rest of us now with, gifts for our mothers.
Yeah.
He's giving away Cadillacs like they're M&Ms or something. I don't know.
Well, we should probably stop the segment before we bash people for doing really nice things for their mothers, Dean Richards. Good to chat with you. We'll do it again tomorrow, okay?
All right. See you then, John.
Enjoy the rest of the experience at Teatro Zanzani. Of course, Channel 9, of course, on New Year's Eve as well.